So why don't you put that slide up? Yeah, there you go. So tucked away in the back 40, I guess you could say, of Park River Bible Camp is a high ropes challenge course. It's basically an obstacle course. If I remember right, I think it's 24 feet off the ground, and you can you go around the course and do all sorts of different elements with the added element of height and fear. Added two things. It's designed to challenge participants physically, mentally, and emotionally. And when I worked at camp, I was not only a facilitator, I was actually a trainer of facilitators there. And I can tell you that, in my opinion, the most difficult one, and maybe put the next slide up, the most difficult element on the whole course is the one straight ahead called the lily pads. Now, the point of this one was to go across that series of five small platforms. I think they were about 3 feet apart from each one. And you're supposed to go across them without holding on to anything. Very few people, I think, were able to do it without holding on to something. Because there were two cables running alongside underneath those pads there. You can kind of see them there. They're what kind of held it up. But they had some slack to them. And so if you stepped just the wrong way, you were going to lose your balance and you were going to tip to one side or the other. You wouldn't fall all 24 feet. There were sling lines holding you up, but you would feel the fall, let's say that. It was a very shaky and unnerving thing about the lily pads because of the unbalance that they presented to you. It was scary to go up there, and many times I'd have to talk a participant through the course, and they'd get to the platform where they start the lily pads, and they would just freeze. They couldn't do it anymore. They'd be so nervous that they just would stop in their tracks and walk up in fear. Sometimes it feels like day-to-day life in this world is like moving from one lily pad to the next. You never know when you're going to be unbalanced next. You never know when the troubles and turmoils of the world will throw you off course. At any moment, you might become unbalanced. All of a sudden, the ground that you're standing on will feel like it's slipping away. Those things that you have faith in might fall away entirely. Your health, your stable family, your financial well-being, your youth, your job, your material stuff like your house, your farm, even your vehicles, your government, and even your own country. All these things at any moment could slip away from you. And the ground that's underneath you will feel like it's gone. Just think of it. If you've dealt with cancer, when you're receiving that diagnosis, all of a sudden, the ground shakes a little bit, doesn't it? If you've lost property in a fire or in a storm, it feels like things are shaking a little bit and the ground is moving away. If you've lost your job, you might have felt this. If you were a fan of Barack Obama right now, your ground feels like it's shaking beneath you. This is why faith is so important. But not just any faith, not faith in yourself, not faith in family, not faith in love, though all those things are good things. When we put our faith in those things solely, when they fall away from us, because they are so good, that's when we really fall. That's when the ground really seems to move beneath our feet. These three here came to confirmation to learn about what God did for them in baptism. about the faith in God that God himself gave to them, that this church and the families have nourished for all these years. And now this morning, they're going to be soon publicly proclaiming that this faith is important to them. And I really hope and pray that this is true. This faith in God above all things is the most important thing. And Psalm 46 tells us why. Psalm 46 says that though the earth gives way, though the mountains slip away into the depths of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains tremble, we will not fear. That is to say, even though the most solid-looking thing in this world, which I guess is a mountain, even though that might shake and tremble and fall into the raging oceans and waters, even that which is most solid in this world, even though that might fall, I will not fear. But there's only one reason why you will not fear. Because God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Whatever trouble you might endure in this life, whatever thing slips away from you and shakes, whatever turmoil you go through, no matter how strong or unsettling it is, you three can know that God claimed you in your baptism, and that this God is your refuge and your strength. You can know that you have this promise from the Lord, that God is your very present help in times of trouble. That means that God will be right there with you. He's carrying you through your times of trouble. That is the faith that does not slip away. God cannot be moved. He cannot be shaken. He is constant. This psalm reminds us of that twice as we hear the Lord say this, the Lord of angelic armies, the Lord of hosts is how we often say that, but what that means is the Lord who commands over all the armies of angels in all the heavens, he is with you. God is your fortress. Now that is a promise. God is with us. And if that sounds familiar, that's because that's what we celebrate at Christmas, which is coming up soon, whether we like it or not. God is with us through Jesus Christ, who was born to live for you and born to die for you. That is an amazing promise. And there's one more promise in this passage I want to highlight to you that comes by way of something that I really don't want to share, but I'm doing this in honor of Jaden and in honor of many of Erica's family who are Packers fans. Kelsey, Tad, you might want to plug your ears for a little bit. In 2014, the Green Bay Packers started their season off 1-2, and oh my goodness, 1-2 is such a terrible thing. Oh my gosh, I can't stand it. This put the faithful fans of the green and gold into a terrified panic. They were all on the ledge. But then their future Hall of Fame quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on his weekly radio appearance, tried to calm everybody down. He said this, 5 letters. Just for everybody out there in Packerland, 5 letters. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay. And as much as it makes me want to vomit, he was absolutely right. They were okay. They finished the year 12-4, and they made the playoffs yet again, blah, blah, blah. But the Lord has a similar promise for you, but a better word for us. The end of this psalm, we hear this. Be still and know that I am God. That is to say, be still. Calm down. Be at peace. Relax. Have faith. Do not fear, because I am your God. Jesus Christ is God with us, and he is the one who is victorious over all. His shoulder doesn't get dislocated quite so easily as Aaron Rodgers. He is your firm footing. He is the very present in your times of trouble. He is the one who is unmovable, unshakable. He will not give up. So relax your fears. Have faith in the one who made you, who died for you, who forgives you, who loves you, who calls you his child, who watches over you and protects you. Let us pray.